B-Pod Studios.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coming up at 1:36, Joe Murray is going to give us his rendition of Beauty School Dropout, which he performed live at a school play.
I got something on this.
It's got to be, what, 15 years ago?
1995.
Jesus Jones, 25 years ago?
Yeah.
And it was old then.
How old were you in 1995?
I don't know. I was born in 82, 13.
Okay, I don't know that that's an appropriate play to be putting on for 13-year-olds.
Well, that's what we did in eighth grade.
Well, I tell you what.
Is it Grease?
Grease.
I was never into, like, play production and that. I thought, you know, like, hey, Dad, you play sports, and I did. My dad was like, hey, you're not going to do plays. But I went to some of the plays that the high school put on. Like, instead of handling all this, this would be an absolutely cool thing to be a part of. Like, the Grease production. Like, I would love to be in there, bring the car in, you know, be rebuilding the car, you know, with the flames coming out of the side, put the leather pants on,
Zoe
the jackets.
Would be Knicky, right?
I would be Knicky.
Yeah.
In a second, man. I got Knicky's roll down.
Crater face.
Bang. Oh, I had zits in high school, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be Crater face then. You'd be the bad guy.
But that would be a cool thing to be like, there's no other place, man. Like, you saw the movie, too. Like, what was that? High school, what's a Disney movie? High school production.
Escape to Witch Mountain?
No.
Apple Dumpling Gang?
High School Musical or whatever.
Oh. Mm. All right, Zoe, before we get to these Celtics calls, who has changed more than John Travolta in terms of what he looked like then to what he looks like now? I submit, and Pabs and Everett back me up on this, I submit Alec Baldwin. I watched
Billy
with Baldwin. with my with my daughter recently. What the hell? Beetlejuice. And she could not believe that the guy in Beetlejuice was also the guy who's on 30 Rock.
Right.
Like, she kept, like, it's the same guy. Like,
yeah.
He doesn't look like the same person. He's completely different now. But I submit.
Kevin Bacon has held up.
Kevin Bacon looks the same.
I watched Animal House the other day, and I couldn't believe I was Kevin Bacon.
A handful of people already online, and even T-Bone said Mickey Rourke. I said Mickey Rourke has always had kind of a weird look to him, so he changes a lot over the years. But to what he looked like for a decent length of time to what he looks like now, like, it's just you can't believe it's the same guy. That's the same guy. So if you got a better one than that, I would like to know. All right, let's.
Renee Zellweger. Her body's fucked. Like, she's blown up for roles.
I
like
can't
Bridget,
tell if she's
Bridget Jones' Diary one.
I mean, she puts on
Jerry Maguire.
She puts on weight for roles on purpose.
Tom Hanks.
I don't
from
know.
The, well, but he Tom always Hanks. Looks like. I mean,
yeah, he made fire.
The thing is, Renee Zellweger, though, I get her confused with the other girl that was in what was the Stoner movie? Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
There's another girl that looks like her.
Yeah, that's not her.
Confused, man.
I watched Bridget Jones' Diary for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
How many times you fall asleep during that one?
No, I kind of enjoy. Well, you know, want to know why? It's got that British rom-com feel about it, and you know how you and I both feel about those movies. Hugh Grant is in it. I mean, Hugh Grant's in, then I'm watching.
My neighbor Rob just texted Val Kilmer. That's a good one.
I was going to say,
how fat was he in Heat? And I watched Top Gun
yesterday
twice.
He's not that fat in Heat. You got to go. But he went back to thin. He went back to thin at some point. He's thin as Doc Holliday, and he's still pretty thin in Heat. He blew up recently. He's had health issues.
He was so badass in Top Gun. Oh my God, man.
All right, let's see what these Celtics people want to talk about. Nick in Pelham, what do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi,
go Celtics.
Just had a quick question for Joe. So he said that the Celtics had a chance to run the table here in Orlando, but he also said that Tatum's not the superstar and they need a superstar to win. So I was just curious who he thought the next guy in line would be. I know Kemba would probably be the argument, but is
Brown.
He on the level as Kawhi?
Brown.
So.
Well, no, actually, I think Kemba Walker's the best player on the Celtics right now. That's my opinion right now. I think he's the best player. I think they're going to go to him late. But, yeah, can they win? They can. It's just... I don't think they're going to. I think it's a three-team race. It's the Clippers, Lakers, and Bucks.
Jack in Chelmsford, what do you got for us, Jack?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm just responding to the last caller, or not this last caller, but the guy before that that said, I think Jason Tatum's a superstar, or borderline superstar. But that guy said he was the best ball handler over, like, 6'8", or at his size in the league. Are we not forgetting that LeBron James is still playing? Like, you know,
Magic.
Like, you got to be realistic.
Well, no, in the league right now.
No, he said of all time. He said of all time.
Oh, he said of all
time. He said of all time. Yeah, he did. Scottie Pippen. Let's go.
You're right. Magic Johnson was 6'9", right?
LeBron James. Come on.
He was only 6'3", Joe. Sorry.
No, but in the league, though, and listen, Tatum's a great ball. Maybe he's a top 10. I don't know, but I think Paul George.
Am I crazy for saying, like, LeBron is still, you know, like, top three guy in the league?
Of everything.
But, yeah, like ball handling, he's not what I think of first. I think of LeBron as just being, like, this overall force. Like, I think he does so much physically. Like, he's so strong. It's like being strong on the puck. It's like you can be a really good puck handler, and you can be strong on the puck, and that's two different things. That's how I think of LeBron James in terms of his ball handling. It's like his strength allows him to maintain possession and to do things with the basketball. That there are other guys who are better ball handlers than LeBron, but the result ends up being the same. He holds the ball as long as he wants to and distributes it where he wants to due to his strength and physicality as much as his actual ball handling skills. Yeah. You feel me on that?
I totally, and I think he is a great ball handler. It's just the guy knows how to cross over. It's the power. It's not flash. But I will say this, like, Ben Simmons, I think, is a better ball handler than Jason Tatum. He should be, but he mentioned 6'8 or higher. Kevin Durant might be the best ball handler I've seen in the league. Like, as far as being above 6'8, you know?
John in the car, what do you got for us, John?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Big time Celtics fans here, but these dream teamers are really starting to get to me. Why can't we just sit back, appreciate the fact that the Celtics play hard night in and night out, a roster full of young kids, and just wait and see what happens and enjoy it?
Well, because you want to know why, John? Because it's a reset. And if they were rolling into the playoffs, March into April into May, then I think people would have probably they'd be more of the same mindset than you right now. But because it's a reset, and there are guys testing positive in Houston, you know,
Russell Westbrook, huge dude.
That's huge. You don't know. It like, in some ways, you're starting from zero. You still have an idea what the Lakers are and the Clippers are and the Celtics and the Bucks. But after 4-5 months off, it's not all bets are off. But hey, there's
you can beat a team. You beat a team nobody wants to play.
The action changes now. So I get it. Yeah, you're considering things now that you would not have considered had things stopped unabated. Let's take a quick time out here. We need more than anything to let Joe rehearse his version of Beauty School Dropout.
Oh, good. We're good.
You already rehearsed it?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
You don't need to step into the studio and do it? I'll step out. You can do it in here by yourself.
No, I got it. I'm already good to go.
Oh, my God.
I'm one of these guys that let's let it wing. Let's go. Like, where we're working out, or where we're rocking it, man. We're
off
jamming.
The cuff, Joe.
Well, we're not moving it up. It's still happening exactly 20 minutes from now at 1:36. Okay. And the rest of your calls on the Celtics coming up here. It's Zolak and Bertrand Hardy and for Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Beef. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So, two things on the board here. Three, actually. Number one, on the Celtics, and we're still taking your calls here at 617-779-0985. Actors who have changed the most over the years. Mickey Rourke, he gets brought up a lot. I mean, he, go back to, what's that? What's that, the soft porn movie, 9 and a Half Weeks? How he looks there to how he looked in, you know, The Wrestler. I get it. He's changed a lot. I still think Alec Baldwin, crazy. Look at him in Beetlejuice and look at him now. It's difficult to think that he is the same guy. A lot of calls for a certain someone here. Jay in Salem has. Jay, who do you think looks the most different in terms of an actor?
All right, so he looks nothing like he did back in the 80s when he was in Stargate. But James Spader, if you watch The Blacklist,
yeah,
I didn't even know it was him until I saw the credits.
But you see, I mean, you see James Spader in, let's see, Sex, Lies, and Videotape. And, I mean, he's kind of like, he's still a kid. And then you see him in The Office, Robert California. You can still tell it's the same guy, you know?
God, he ruined The Office. He ruined The Office.
Ruined The Office. The Robert California episodes are fantastic, Zoe. He's great.
That's when I stopped watching.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm such a Michael Scott guy.
What about Andy?
Love Andy.
You see, now how can you love Andy as the boss, but you don't like Robert?
I don't. California? No. I didn't watch Andy as the boss.
Oh, you
like that? But I like Andy as Andy's character.
So when Michael Scott leaves, you're out.
I was done. Okay. That's when I stopped watching.
All right. Yeah. So you don't when they're on reruns, you don't watch those episodes.
Joe Murray, if you watch Trailer Park Boys, I started it. I can't stop watching it.
I still haven't watched.
Like
it.
The dude with the shirt off.
Oh my God, that's Randy. Yeah, but I'm gonna have to watch Big Ricky guy.
I'm gonna have to watch Trailer Park Boys just so we have something swearing, to talk
just
about.
Just for the swearing, Hardy. You'll laugh your ass off first episode, and you just can't stop watching.
Okay.
Check out S Creek when you get a chance.
Yeah.
S Creek without a paddle.
I hear you have to get through the first episode or two.
I love the show. Eugene Levy, great.
Okay.
His kid too, isn't it?
All right. T-Bone, could you pull up line four for me, please? Adam in Marblehead has some advice for me. What is it, Adam?
If you do go to the drive-in, I actually went last night for the first time. Really enjoyed it. You actually kind of get to see the stars overhead. It's really kind of nice. But bring bug spray and your own food.
I was fine. We did bring bug
spray. Whoa! Did you just say your own food?
Not to the Kowloon.
You can.
They allow you to bring your own.
They allow it. They allow it.
Oh. I'm not going to. Oh. Part of the one of the reasons going to the Kowloon is so I can eat the food there.
That's I thought he was putting the Kowloon food down.
The bug spray, I did bring bug spray. I didn't think it was that bad, but I did spray my legs. I didn't spray, like, you know.
Sexy.
But, no, I just mean it wasn't as bad as you might. But definitely bring
out in the parking lot?
Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't bad.
Guess.
I sprayed, but I didn't notice.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You didn't see bug bites on my foot?
Do I want to? No, thank you.
I scratched it one night, and I'll just scratch the skin off my ankles.
I'll take your word for it.
Greenheads.
I don't want to say it. North Shore.
Oh, it is greenhead season right now.
And I swell.
So Plum Island, Cranes Beach, out.
Crane. We were at Cranes Beach. I got.
You can't
alive.
Even go right now.
Let's go to Jan in New Hampshire. On line one, if you could pull that up for me, please.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. Yeah, I was waiting for so long, I almost forgot what the question was.
You've been on hold for 9 minutes. It's not that big a deal.
But you had lots going on in the background, and you had lobster going from Cousins, and I got hungry. Then I started thinking that Zoe was a lot cuter than Kinnicky. But my real answer was Gary Busey as Mr. Joshua in Lethal Weapon. Well, you don't even know that's Gary Busey.
Well, you don't know it's him, but you have to go back as far as, like, I would say the Buddy Holly story, which is, that's amazing, the role he pulls off in the Buddy Holly story. But look at that Gary Busey as opposed to crazy Gary Busey now, you know? You don't even have to go much later than, I would say, Point Break.
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens?
He changed.
Oh, Lou Diamond Phillips, you mean?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mentioned Jonah Hill, but he's always fat. And
no, he's not always fat. I just don't think you can tell it's the same guy.
Yeah.
You can tell it's the same guy. It's like, oh, that's like a thinner version of Jonah Hill. Mm. Okay. You know?
You know who has fluctuated a little bit? Was Vince Vaughn. Let's fluctuate in some roles.
Oh, now we're just talking about, you know, now weight changes.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, come on.
I brought up your boy Lenny Clark a little while ago.
Lenny Clark, you can't reckon. I've known Lenny for years. I didn't know he was in Rounders. And then he mentioned it,
and I went back
and watched the scene where he's in Rounders. You can't recognize him.
Did you see the Channel 5 special on Lenny? Did you know that when he got sick, Hardy, it was a stroke, and he drove himself to the hospital. He couldn't speak in the vineyard. Couldn't use his hand, couldn't speak, and they got him over to Mass General. He's got a scar, his carotid artery. He's got like a 5-inch scar here. They had to go down and gut that thing, man, and clean it out.
I didn't see that, but I've talked to him.
He did Giggles the other night.
Yeah.
First time back on stage.
Nice.
And Channel 5 was there, and they documented it, and Lenny was talking about it. But, man, I didn't know it was that bad. I got to call him.
Yeah.
He'll call. Don't worry. He'll call. He's probably online right now.
No, he's doing great. Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, McConaughey's in Tingsboro. Oh, Sean, I stole your thunder, Sean. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
No. Hey, that's all right. I love this question, Hardy. Good stuff, boys. Not only McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, but Jared Leto. They both look different.
Jared Leto has the advantage of being badass crazy. So he can transform, I think, more easily than a sane person can.
What role's Matthew McConaughey not been hot in? Like, think about it.
Oh, that
Marshall, the football movie. He had the sideburns. He was a little weird. He had the bike pants up. But other than that, he's the same guy every movie.
Oh, the HBO
Cocoon. He played the preacher. One of my favorite. Not Cocoon. Yeah, Cocoon.
No.
Contact. Damn it.
So if you were going to be with a man, is there a man you would choose over Matthew McConaughey, or would he be your life partner? So
we're asking it.
I'm asking you. You just said you can't think of a movie where he hasn't been attractive.
True Detective. He was ugly.
No, I did.
He had to be an ugly man. That's the whole point of the thing.
You know what?
No, you know what he did.
Woody Harrelson's
like
wife
baby.
Didn't think he was too ugly in that movie.
There was a scene in that one.
He got weird, Hardy. He buried his baby's placenta underneath a tree on their property so it would feed the tree and the baby, sort of one of those life gifts.
Yeah.
These actors, man, they go down a loopy road.
Some people eat the placenta. Do you know that?
Yeah, if you're that what's his name? Hannibal Lecter.
No, if you get it gets the nutrients back in the body. I know the scene you're talking about from True Detective. Joe, you don't even have to mention it. It's Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah. Handcuffs.
Yep, that's the scene. That's worth a rewatch. Mike in Weymouth, what do you have on Jared Stidham, Mike?
Zoe, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, bro.
So, had a shtick last week where he was looking at Stidham's Instagram. So Mohamed Sanu just posted he was working out with Jared Stidham. What do you fellas think about that?
He's working out with him. He's working out with Hoyer. Saw David Andrews in the picture. Stidham has been working out. It's just he doesn't post. It's whoever posts pictures of him, whether it's his wife, who does a lot of that, and that's how we end up finding about him. But
gotcha.
I was told he's throwing down in Texas every day.
And occasionally appearing in a video about salads.
Gosh, good. Gosh, so good.
Oh my gosh, it's good. We also went back and looked at some wedding photos. They're still very much in the, the post-wedding glow. The Stidhams are right now, Zoe. Do you know how many bridesmaids were in the wedding party for the Stidhams?
I'd say 18.
I believe the number is 20.
Holy crap.
A cool 20 to go along with 10.
Dude, it's Texas, man. It's 10 bigger. Yep.
10 groomsmen, 20 bridesmaids. You can see the photos.
Who has 20 friends anymore?
I said. I don't know 20 people.
I have 20 friends, but
I couldn't name 20 people I'd want to hang out with. If like say, okay, hey Zoe, we're putting you on, Below Deck. We're flying you to the Mediterranean.
Oh, you need to bring. You and your wife. You need to bring
18
minimum.
People with
No, not on Below Deck. You need to bring a minimum of, let's say, you could do 4. But let's say 6. You got to bring 6 people with you.
They got to be hot.
And they got to be hot. I'm out.
Hey, when you go to shore, man, you got to go to shore. It's white jeans, open collar shirt. Let's roll. Let's go. Yeah. Roll the sleeves up.
Let's give Joe Murray all the time he needs here for the headlines, and then when we come back, he will relive his Sacred Heart. Is that where you did this?
Sacred Heart, Rozzy, kid.
All right. That's right there on Poplar Street.
Zoe was right there.
Poplar Street?
I collected a check
right
there.
Yeah, right.
Do you even remember that, Zoe, at all?
Nope. I did a lot of those. They're just like one after the other, baby.
Joe Murray was in a production of Grease at Sacred Heart where he sang the song Beauty School Dropout. He will recreate that performance for us live coming up next on 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Of app. When it comes to sports, they're knowledgeable.
Tell me about a pie that doesn't have a top over it.
And always on their game.
I walk around my house naked all the time.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
It says Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray is here. He told us earlier that he was in a school production, eighth grade, I'm guessing. Eighth grade school production of Grease. And he was tasked with reprising the Frankie Valli role.
Are you a thick kid then?
I was a big kid. Dude, Zo, my freshman year of football, I showed up. I didn't even get into the school. I showed Center. Up. I weighed six. I was 6 foot 286 as a freshman.
What? Say that again, please. Yeah.
6 foot 286, and I ran like a 5.140.
And that's moving. And the coach said, "Son, come with me."
Son, you're playing left tackle.
Yes.
I was like, "No, I want to play fullback.
I want to be in Greece."
Yeah. Yeah.
Did well, they put you in a white suit?
You were in Greece. And to Joe Murray's credit, he has not given in to false modesty. He has not said, "Oh, no, I don't want to do that." I said, "Could you do it right now?" He said, "Sure." And he sat there and he didn't hem and haw about it. Is Joe Murray just sitting there? And I have not heard him practice. I have not heard him do anything. He said he can do it right now. So, T-Bone, you're going to play the karaoke version of Beauty School Dropout, and Joe's going to sing it for us right now. Had your voice changed, by the way, as a 13-year-old? Had you already gone through puberty?
I had a deep voice. Okay. I could hit a high note back then. Not now, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, he hasn't practiced. I don't know how this is going to go, but he's got no problems doing it. So here we go. Joe Murray, Beauty School Dropout. First time you've done this live for an audience in 25 years.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Are you supposed to be singing now?
Oh, I
shut up. Not yet.
I think I was waiting for some like lyrics in the background, but we're doing the karaoke version.
Yeah, we're doing the karaoke version. I don't want to hear you sing over top of Frankie Valli.
He needs the da da da.
All right, here he goes.
Okay, da, right.
Here we go.
Ba da da ba da da.
Beauty school dropout, no graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout, missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. But at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough to have the doctor fix your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go
for your diploma, you can join a steno pool. Turn in your T's and go and go back to high school. Beauty school dropout, hanging around the corner store. Beauty school dropout, it's about time you knew the score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a... Baby, don't sweat it. You're not cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirled, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face and go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. All right,
it's a really long song. Oh my God, it's fantastic though. It's really good. It's really good. It's just wow. That's a long number.
That was awesome, man.
It's
oh my God,
it's something else, man. Now in the movie, it's a fade out. Does the song fade out when you're doing the live?
He goes back up the stairs.
And that's
you got to walk the stairs, man.
Yeah, he pops the blow, the bubble gum.
I also like the fact that obviously it's Sacred Heart. 1995, as a 13-year-old, you weren't allowed to say the word hooker.
Yes.
And you stayed true to that in this performance. You didn't even say the word, did you?
Nope. Blanked it out.
Because
Catholic schoolboy here.
That was awesome.
I still question the wisdom of Sacred Heart or any institution putting that musical on, performed by 13-year-olds. That's some inappropriate subject matter.
Right.
Yep. But
tell me more. Did you get very far?
Right. You have facial hair when you were in eighth grade?
I did. I started shaving in about sixth grade, Zoe.
So you had armpit hair. You had the whole shaboodle.
Zoe, like, I could buy alcohol at the age of 17.
That's awesome. That same with me. They used to dress me up in suits, and I used to put the tie clasp under with the chain that goes over the front. They'd take me down to the distributor, and the old guy would always give me beer.
Mm. I'm a failed musician, though. I tried to be in a band once. And
Jesus. What instrument did you play?
I can sing.
Bass.
But I play the guitar a little bit.
A little bass. Bass.
A standard guitar looked like a ukulele strapped across your chest.
Yeah, it's a little strat. Just play the tabs, man.
Hardy Metallica was on last night on Axis. They did a show in France a couple years ago, and I got hooked in. I just sat there for 2.5 hours watching it.
You sat and watched a 2.5 hour Metallica concert?
2.5 hours.
TV
my kid was waiting for Sandman to come on. That's what his football team runs out to, and I had to wait till it came on.
Yeah.
Never thinking I could have recorded it and done it today.
Well, what else were you going to do?
Exactly.
I got to tell you something, Joe. That was fantastic. Thank you
so much for doing
that. It was good. He's got a good voice.
What other show would you do that on?
He's a crooner. He's a crooner is what he is. All right. So there's plenty we didn't get to today, but good news is we'll be back here tomorrow, and it's not like anything is going to happen between now and then. So we'll be able to get to some of the other things tomorrow, like some of the issues with the NFL training camp and what they're dealing with right now. There was also the issue of Patrick Mahomes, which you missed out on commenting on his new contract last week. But I think we can save that for tomorrow. Is that fair?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So instead, let's do today's takeaways. We'll do that next. And all the things we didn't get to today, we'll be able to do them tomorrow here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, today's takeaways. Get back in the mix here. Brought to you by our good friends at Waken 180 Weight Loss. Six local locations. Check it out online at waken180weightloss.com. Now taking appointments inside. Bring your mask. Get everything done. They can do it one-on-one. Or if you choose to stay home, they'll virtually coach you up right there through your computer at waken180weightloss.com.
All right, so okay. A couple of housekeeping things here. Number one, people are saying that was Frankie Avalon, not Frankie Valli.
Yeah, that's correct. That up. All Oscar right. did it.
Well, I didn't catch it. Joan and
Kate. Thanks, old people.
Number one. Number two, we got an email here wanting to know why Pavarotti was singing on our show today. So, obviously, people comparing you to a great tenor, essentially, there, Joe, which I got to say, you're more of a, I don't know if you're a bass or a baritone. Probably. I don't know. Do you know what range you fall into?
No.
You're definitely not a tenor.
No. He mentioned Metallica, though. I can do a good James Hetfield.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Lane Staley is my biggest influence. Probably. Oh, Jerry. A little more Jerry, but yeah. Jerry Cantrell.
Jerry Cantrell?
Yeah, I'm a little more influenced by him.
Beauty school dropout. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my. How? I guess it was...
Let me just read this.
How dare you? How dare you? He didn't read it. He was crooning. Now, he may have got a refresher on the lyrics, but that he was singing it, Zoe.
I was good.
All right, start of the show today. We do as well as we can around here to, you know, have things planned and
sure.
Have things how we want to start the show. And then sometimes you get thrown off by something that happens right before the show starts, and that's what happened today.
Welcome back.
Anybody want a tip? Anybody want a little advice? I'm not in the habit of giving advice. Would you like a little bit of advice? Scott Zolak, Joe Murray? Can I just say one thing? If you are phasing back into your workplace today, try not to tell other people who have been here every day for the last 3 or 4 months, you know, to change things, you know, how they're doing them. Okay? Like if you're having, like, Zoe. If you're like having a meeting in an open office space and you're speaking loudly, but somebody decides that, you know, that they have something that they need to do down the hallway, it's a bad idea to come in and say, hey, can you guys keep it down? We're trying to, you know, do some nonsense down here. We've been here working.
Yeah.
When you come back in here, it's a bad idea to question other people and how they're doing things who have been here. That's all I'm saying.
I am Captain Jack around, as you know it. Even I will come back and be quiet as a mouse because I know better. Welcome back. I know that. Like, you don't think I want to lick those screens in the control room more than anybody when I come back?
Yeah, you're not.
And you guys, everybody get all offended, and someone go to HR.
Why would you want to lick the plexiglass, though? Why?
Because I'm Captain Jack around. She's scary, making everybody a little uneasy. In
there. See, I thought you were saying you're Captain Jack. Now I understand what you're saying. You're Captain messing around.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not Jack Sparrow.
That's what I thought the reference was. Now, Zoe, you made your presence known on the show today as we were having a conversation about the trademarks and possible trademark infringement. We're talking about the Washington Redskins, which announced today officially they're dropping the name. They haven't announced the new name. Will Brinson, now the great Will Brinson. Hello, sir.
Hello, Mr. Will Brinson.
Has tweeted something to the effect of, apparently there are some trademark issues with some of the names that the team in Washington is trying to deal with. So we were having that conversation when you took the conversation in a slightly different direction. If they decide on a name and they want to use it, they'll do it, and somebody will make their, you know, whatever, life-changing amount of money, $10,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Is it worth it just to be a total prick?
Yeah. Hey, I was worried about it last night. I had trouble sleeping last night. Thinking, hey, I got to do radio tomorrow. I haven't done it in a while. Like, what if I forget how to do radio? It feels pretty good to be back. Like, you know, a little back and forth here. And I was like worried, like, hey, when's he going to talk? When am I going to talk? What are we going to talk about? You know, like people worry about certain stuff like that. You know,
so how does that factor into
weird,
somebody's
it's a weird?
No, I'm just how does that factor into somebody squatting on the Redskins and Red Tails domain sitting and copyrighting trademarks?
Makes you think about things. You know, I thought we were doing a segment on things people think about.
You thought the subject of that conversation was, you know, how you think about things.
So things you on just top start of your head, like, hey, let's change the name. Like, hey, we're going to go to eat tonight. Do you like the movie Grease? You know, should I sing the song today? Or what's it going to be like when I go back to work tomorrow? You know, thought about
it. Is that like a shooting the breeze?
Shooting the breeze at 11. Like,
shooting the breeze.
Shooting off the hip.
Is
off the cuff.
So much more focused than what Zoe just did. And right. the whole idea of shooting the breeze is there is no focus. We were talking about people squatting on potential new names for the Washington football team. You took that to mean I think about things.
Bingo.
And I worried about them. I worried about the things I was thinking about.
Right.
Right.
Makes you think about things, you know? It's all.
Yeah, you know what things make me think about things?
What's that?
Things.
Things.
Sometimes things will make me think about other things.
Sure do.
Can't help it. All right, Zoe.
It's a good day. Good day to be back at Job Hardy.
Thank you. It's been a really good show. Joe Murray, fantastic.
Yeah, one stop, though.
Star of the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Beauty school dropout.
Jesus.
No graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout.
You drop out. Go back to high school.
Wow. So you're not in tomorrow?
No, they moved now. I'm doing mornings tomorrow.
Oh, we got Farmer Fred tomorrow?
I think we got Ted Farmer Johnson Ted? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Ted Johnson, me, you tomorrow, and again on Wednesday. So I look forward to talking to both of you guys. We're going to get to some of the more some more NFL stuff tomorrow, though, including issues they're having with camp and testing and being able to get things together because, you know, for as much as we want the NFL back and need the NFL back. And Felger's here. I think there are some issues in terms of the protocol and them not being ready with certain things, which is surprising for the NFL. But we got time to do that tomorrow.
All right.
Give you time to think about more things.
Miss your midterms and flunk shampoo.
Thank you, T-Bone, Jim. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what makes this different? Is they ain't never seen this camp. They ain't never seen him. You want to know how I know? Shit, they ain't never seen him. The forgotten Cam. The on Cam. Tired of being sick of tired Cam. Felt like I was just left to die. You know what I'm saying? Just. It's over with for him. He ain't the same player. Mm-hmm. I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.